Fix Insider May 3rd. Merchant. Live Shopping continues to mesmerize Western e-commerce, and attempts to crack a digital version of QVC continue, with Amazon extending their trials to include Noot and Uniqlo having another go with their live station. Are they flogging a dead horse? Many think the attempts to make fast last mile work are equally flawed. Getter has pulled out of Europe and the US to concentrate on their home market, Turkey. Sifted ask what's left of Europe's speedy grocery sector? And focus on the three horses still running, Zap, GoPuff and Flink. But whilst they acknowledge the competition from Uber Eats and Deliveroo, they miss the impact of Whoosh from Tesco, who are scaling a good service with TV ads. As I keep saying, online is the only way the big grocery players can steal share, and Tesco are being so smart about this. This is a good profile of the Tesco CEO driving the strategy. Shopify has set its sights on big-ticket clients and is thought to be less vulnerable to social commerce, with one analyst saying, Shopify is far less likely to be disrupted by Temu or Shine because its customers are unique brands, like eyewear retailer Warby Parker, says Wong. They are not cheap Chinese knockoffs. You can't say the same for a lot of the third-party merchants on Amazon. Barclay Family's Abu Dhabi backers plot very auction, The Times. TikTok for sale? Maybe. Maybe not. The Chinese owners are adamant that TikTok will not be sold, but they would say that, wouldn't they? The denial came in response to a story in The Information that they were exploring selling the business, without selling the algorithm. That makes no sense to me, as the algorithm is the TikTok secret sauce. Without it, the app seems ordinary. Reuters have a good explainer on what is so special about the TikTok technology. While the lawyers limber up, Variety report public opinion is not on TikTok's side. Over half disapprove and 46% think the Chinese government used the app to spy on Americans. But speculation about likely purchasers is rife. Adweek have canvassed M&A experts and see Verizon and AT&T, Microsoft, Oracle, Amazon as contenders, along with a number of individuals who could attempt to build a consortium to mount a bid. Social commerce. Why would Amazon want to buy TikTok? It's a great way to see more ads, and their shop is starting to scale. Bloomberg claimed they have 500,000 US merchants at the end of 2023, double the amount the previous quarter. But this market is still maturing. Worldwide, TikTok's e-commerce platform had more than 15 million sellers in December, adding more than 6 million in the second half of the year, the company said Tuesday in its first TikTok shop safety report. The safety report shows they declined 2 million account registrations and removed 37 meters product listings, as well as managing 68,000 takedowns notices from brand owners. More growth seems inevitable in Business of Fashion report. Fashion and beauty companies say they're barreling ahead with marketing and commerce on the app, even as the clock starts ticking for owner ByteDance to sell it or shut it down. So TikTok Shop is increasingly bumping into the bottom end of Amazon, just as Shine and Temu are. Most e-commerce brands will seek to be active on all the available platforms, whilst concentrating on the places where sales are most profitable. We can get a glimpse of the future from Brazil. Both Shine and Latam super app Mercado Libre are fighting to sign up small commerce businesses. Another sign of the maturity of social commerce in the West is a YouGov survey showing awareness of Temu tops 90% amongst US women, versus 82% of men, mainly as a result of seeing ads. Could Amazon use TikTok to counter the growth of Shine and Temu, whilst they sell TikTok ads enriched by Amazon data? Q1 results. Generally good, as ad sales were healthy. Google saw good numbers on YouTube in particular, and search did well, but the network business slipped a little. Didn't stop a surge in the share price, and Alphabet is now a $2 trillion firm. Amazon revenue was up 13% overall, but ads grew by 24%, helped by the Prime Video ads being included for the first time. Meta did great numbers, plus 27%, but all everyone heard was AI spend, so shares dropped. Snap seemed to have solved the ads for SMEs and grew 21%, share surged 28%. Fix friend Richard Kramer talks about the Alphabet and Snap results for CNBC, and reminds us that AI has been driving ads for a while now. As the chart above reminds us, everything is different now. AdTech. One of the complications of the cookie's slow death is that the areas it impacts are not that fashionable anymore. Obviously, many publishers care passionately about how they facilitate good advertising and need to charge the premium prices addressability enables. But buyers have their head turned by walled gardens and the new hot areas like retail media and Noot. This is a good post on how Connective stands to benefit from the money's moving due to cookie challenges. In recognition of this prize, we are starting to see imaginative deals where firms combine their data. In retail media, Best Buy have partnered with CNET and Anoot Vroku is working with the trade desk to improve planning and buying. Another attraction of the new media opportunities is better creative formats. Whilst much of the cookie ecology culminates in boring little banners, the cockroaches of digital media. YouTube are the latest to look at ads that play while the viewer pauses the program. Google firms up streaming ad ties with Disney, Warner Brothers Discovery and Paramount. AI. OpenAI has a new deal with the Financial Times allowing them to train their AI on FT content. The Guardian reported the story noting. OpenAI has already signed content licensing deals with the US news agency The Associated Press, the French title Le Monde, the El Pais owner Prisa Media and Germany's Axel Springer, which publishes the Bild tabloid. The choice of one publisher per language supports my theory that AI doesn't need the full extent of a country's media, it just needs one source for news. The Guardian or Mail flavor on a story isn't helpful. The New York Times are suing OpenAI for unauthorized training. Would it be a surprise if that case gets settled with a deal that works for both parties? Or does Associated Press give the US facts? And here is how an FT exec reported the deal. On LinkedIn. With a release written by OpenAI. More example use cases, this time from Google. And Bain are looking beyond incremental use cases as they argue generative AI moonshots can reach escape velocity. It looks like Google are to enable more Android phones to run Gemini, a big play for owners of Pixels and top-end Samsungs. If they can agree something with Apple, they could dominate mobile and AI. A timely explanation of Gemini from TechCrunch. This week's scary video is of a Chinese robot called Astrobot. Looks great but comes from a company with little provenance. So it could be a fake? Good content marketing from Microsoft, a podcast on how ad agency Dentsu is using Co-Pilot. Another well-thoughtful and thought-provoking piece by Benedict Evans on AI and problems of scale. Social. The growth of social commerce also highlights another key trend, influencers, creators use to monetize through brand deals, and this is still important, but increasingly they are paid by the platforms. Last week I mentioned the 11 ways TikTok pays creators and each platform is developing ways of encouraging creators to spend more time on their platform, locking in their audiences. But the $21 billion influencer marketplace has its fair share of problems. Can the platforms clean house? The constant tweaks and improvements to product oscillate between TikTok, IG Reels and YouTube Shorts, all wanting to be the first choice for creators and users. Instagram is updating its ranking in an effort to surface more content from less well-known creators. It sounds a lot like the TikTok algorithm. And after all the saber-rattling between TikTok and Universal Music, guess what? They have signed a new agreement, with the TikTok CEO saying. Music is an integral part of the TikTok ecosystem and we are pleased to have found a path forward with Universal Music Group. We are committed to working together to drive value, discovery and promotion for all of UMG's amazing artists and songwriters, and deepen their ability to grow, connect and engage with the TikTok community. One big factor is the ability to police unauthorized AI versions of music. Lots happening with music and TikTok, so we went deep in our latest good TikTok creative newsletter, Music on TikTok, from Saltburn to Taylor Swift. Plus. Profitability too, the new business case for advertising, new research from Thinkbox. And yes, TV does do well. But it's an interesting study and worth reading as it makes the case for ad spend as an investment. Byron Sharp on how Ehrenberg changed our view of how advertising works. Perhaps the biggest challenge for the ad business is to work out what's changed, and what hasn't, when the ads are delivered in an algorithm-driven feed rather than part of a 3-minute ad break. Tech spending still proves thorny for some advertising companies, Wall Street Journal. Uber faces £250 million lawsuit from London's black cab drivers, FT. Former Barclays boss Bob Diamond sets sights on rivaling TikTok with social media startup.